I'm here with Kimberly Reed, director and producer of Dark Money, which is a political thriller that examines the greatest threat to American democracy today, and that's the influence of untraceable corporate money on the elections and our elected officials. And Kimberly, I want to congratulate you on a truly wonderful documentary. It's really a tale that needs to be told right now. And also congratulations on the film winning the Sundance Amazon Producers Award. That is a tremendous honor for you, and we're just thrilled to be here with you and thrilled to be co-sponsored here at the Chautauqua Institution. So for people who don't know, why don't you explain what is dark money?
You know, the definition of dark money is actually really simple. It's just money that is spent in a political campaign where you don't know where it's coming from. You don't know the source. And, you know, we can get complicated with that definition too and look at all the ways that groups try to hide that and obscure the source of funding. But the basic answer is just that it's really simple. They just don't want you to be able to know where the money is coming from. And that's problematic because if you can't trace the money, if you don't know who is trying to play in a political campaign, You don't know what their motivations are, and you don't know if there's corruption. And we have seen many times, once we actually find out what's going on and how to connect the dots, which is what we do in our film, a lot of times you find lots of corruption. So that's why it's important to know the source of funding in these campaigns.
So what was the driving force that ultimately led you to make this film?
You know, when I heard about the Citizens United decision in 2010, I had a lot of questions. It didn't make sense to me that the Supreme Court was saying that essentially that corporations are people and that money is speech. And, you know, I know there's a long history of Supreme Court cases that kind of led to that point in 2010 where the Supreme Court found that way in Citizens United. But once you take a step back and look at the practical implications of that ruling, it doesn't make any sense, especially when what you find is that leads to a bunch of anonymous money fueling our campaigns and ending up in essentially a situation that is pretty undemocratic, where the will of the voters can be drowned out by, you know, one corporation, even one individual who decides to spend money anonymously.
That brings up a great point. The film is being released at a pivotal moment in time. We're approaching the midterm elections. What effect will the film have on the political campaign, the candidates' campaign strategies?
Yeah, I mean, the 2018 midterm elections are coming up. What I hope our film does most of all is inspire viewers to just pay attention to campaigns, to get engaged politically. The issue of campaign finance is not an issue on the right or the left. It has a lot of bipartisan support. And more than that, I think it's an issue that a lot of disengaged voters are going to care about. I think probably the main reason that they're disengaged is because you look at political campaigns and look at all the money washing around in it, and it's easy to think that, you know, they're all crooks, they're all bought off. And I know that showing this film to other audiences, they've found a lot of hope and a lot of many reasons to get engaged in the political process, because if you can weed out that money, you can actually restore a much more democratic, with a small D, process. So I think the role that our film is going to have coming up against the midterm elections is that, you know, to inspire citizens to get engaged in the democratic process. I think it will also encourage the other two factors with how these dark money groups work, and that's the candidates and also the groups. I hope it lets these groups know that folks are watching them and they can't get away with these tactics. And I hope that it convinces candidates that they may not be able to get away with this, and they're going to have to watch who they're cooperating with, who they're taking money from under the table, who they're pretending like they're not coordinating with, but they actually are, which is how these groups work. So I think in general, it's all about sunlight. Mm-hmm. It's all about disclosure, and for us to be able to tell how money is working in political campaigns. And if we're all paying more attention, it really reduces the impact that these groups can have.
So how do we educate people then to tell the difference between a truthful and factual political ad or mailing from something created using dark money.
Mm-hmm. Basically, the best rule of thumb to tell if something is paid for by dark money is almost always, if it's a negative ad, it was probably paid for by a C4, 501c4, mm-hmm. social issue nonprofit group. What you find again and again is if the money's anonymous, then it's also not afraid to just get really nasty. And I think that contributes to a lot of the, you know, negative tone of many of the campaigns that we see these days. Then when you consider that thanks to Citizens United, the money that can be spent is unlimited, it gives you a lot of room to create a lot of negative ads. Mm. So that's the first thing. If you really want to get very specific, I would suggest that people go to opensecrets.org. And then type in the name of the group that is, you know, at the end of the ad, it says this ad paid for by, you know, Happy Americans for a Happy America or whatever. And that's usually what the name of these groups are. And really see who's funding these campaigns.
That's great. New York State, the Attorney General did fight the appeal and did win. So now political contributions in New York State do have to be publicly disclosed. So it was definitely a win in our area.
We're also seeing it with policy votes. In our film, we show a town hall meeting that was paid for by a dark money group that said it was going to hold a town hall and talk about an issue. In this case, it was Medicare expansion. And they didn't even notify the person who was in office whose vote they were trying to change. They were trying to go straight to the voter to change their mind. So it's a very important trend that's going on.
So what can we do at local communities? What can local communities do from a grassroots level to try to deter this from happening in our own local elections?
The best thing that people can do locally, like if you really want to feel like you're putting a dent in this issue and making elections clean again, is to get engaged and make sure that your elected officials know that you as a voter care about this. That's a tipping point that I think happened, and you know, our film is based in Montana and it kind of shows how that microcosm works there. And that's the shift in political culture that we saw where with a lot of voter engagement and voters who were making sure that, you know, their elected officials were paying attention to this and knew that everybody was going to vote on that issue. The other thing you can do is run for office yourself, and you don't have to run for, you know, state senator or U.S. senator. You can run for the school board. You can run for your city council or, you know, county commissions, however those are constructed in your area. And you can make a big difference by just making sure that all of the local elections are run in a way that they don't depend on dark money. In fact, that they outlaw dark money and they make sure that any money that's being spent in these local elections, you know, we know where it's going to come from. And I think that if we get city after city council and school board after school board and municipality after municipality and county after county and state after state, that that's going to build a broad grassroots movement that's going to be really hard for the Supreme Court to deny.